for invasion. This is Indie Invasion.
Ninth First. My very dear brother Busara, Happy New Year. May it bring you prosperity and happiness. Your last correspondence reached me in record time, and so the lateness of my reply is all my own doing. Well, not quite. I would love to tell you it was due to debauched New Year celebrations, but sadly not. Perhaps you remember, as I signed off last, I mentioned I had some curious visitors. To the southeast of my laboratory is a recently discovered site of interest to my work. However, it is in the middle of the territory of a mated pair of allosaurs, fearsome creatures at the best of times, but while nesting, doubly so. My assistant was nearly devoured while trying to access the site, but was saved by a group of adventurers. He brought them back to my laboratory, and I made a bargain with them to return with my assistant and retrieve the material he originally sought, a quantity of thinking engine components. I can only assume their little adventure was more dangerous than they had anticipated as, despite my finest hospitality, they returned in a strangely hostile mood. At dinner, they insulted me and made some very strange insinuations about my work and motives. Ignorance, in a world of ignorance, should be forgiven, I suppose. But for a time, violence hung in the air, and I thought I was going to have to activate my guardian to physically eject them. At any rate, since my last letter, I have been working through the material they brought me. I must confess, with little success. You asked me in your last letter about my journeys into the east of Eulia and whether I could verify the strange and enigmatic rumors which surround them. My own travels were not extensive, but they were most certainly notable. I shall tell you about them. As one approaches the Spineback Mountains, the country gets tougher and less accessible. There are people in the east, but most are very isolated and usually suspicious of outsiders. Resupply becomes difficult, and the hostility of the local peoples can be quite deadly, and the environment is crushingly hard. My party set off in search of the lost Arcology of Raal, said to be near the source of the Titan Boa. The famed cartographer Phileas Kor followed in our footsteps 12 years ago and was never heard from again. The legend of Raal is known even to you, I think, a city made of rock-hard crystal, the home of a civilization which survived hundreds of years after the event. Can you imagine what treasure such a place might contain? Could it really have remained untouched when all the world around it descended into chaos? We certainly never found the answers, and in fact, we were lucky to have returned with our lives. We sailed as far up the Titan Boa as the waters would allow, making as few stops as possible. We heard many strange tales of the sort you will be accustomed to, of screeching white birds with armored feathers, big enough to lift a boat, of mountain gods who stalk the high places, feeding on the souls of visitors, of giant predators and of villages built on the backs of moving hillocks. After 3 weeks of portage, we eventually abandoned our boat and began our jungle trek in the direction of the Barangi tree city of Banya. We had heard many mixed rumors of Raal. Some people insisted they knew where it was, although reports were conflicted. Others insisted it did not exist. Not a few times we were attacked by wildlife and by people who refused us passage through their lands. Several times, usually at night, I sensed something large pass overhead, accompanied by a high-pitched noise, like the cry of some whirring beast. The journey to Banya was an arduous one, and we were in poor condition when we arrived. The people there are strange compared to the Barangi you and I are familiar with. They do not welcome outsiders with open arms, but they are not hostile. We had the honor of being received by their king, who was fascinated by me, claiming that he had seen one of my people when he was a child. You may or may not know that I am of a species even I do not know the name of, and have never met one of my own kind. This, incidentally, was one of my reasons for venturing east, I have reason to believe my people are from the Spineback Mountains. The king advised us to turn back. Four of our party had fallen ill with some sort of pernicious jungle malaise, and he warned us of an angry spirit who barred travelers' entry to the mountains. However, the remaining three, myself included, ventured on for another week before finally turning back after losing the majority of our supplies in a river crossing. I cannot verify the veracity of the stories about the East. Certainly, traveling there is an almost insurmountable task. But I can recount a very strange experience. The first to wake, I was preparing the camp early one morning. We had taken shelter in the cleft of a highland pass, carved into the side of a verdant gorge. The morning was misty, and the lemon sun was just beginning to tint the sky. Far above me, I felt a presence. And looking up into the mist, I feel sure I could see the vague shadow of a great figure stepping from one side of the gorge to the other. By the time I awoke my companions, the shadow had disappeared. I will be the first to admit that in the early light and heavy mist, my senses may have been playing tricks on me. Throughout the journey, I had been aware of strange noises and shadows in the sky, and so perhaps my subconscious was at work. This feeling, though, was different to the whirring shadows which I had sensed pass overhead at night. I feel quite strongly that had we not turned back, our expedition would have met a disastrous end. The high places of the East feel ominous indeed, and even as a man of science, I found myself contemplating the ghosts, giants, and demons of the Eastern stories. Your friend and colleague, Professor Alifanges Plage, Obelisk Research Laboratory, The Wash.
Thanks, guys, for listening to today's tales. You can find our Indie Invasion podcast on all podcast platforms, including Podbean, Google, and iTunes. And please visit us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and if you can, support us on Patreon/Indie Invasion. And feel free to email us with any questions or comments at indieinvasion@gmail.com. And remember, guys, don't forget to prepare yourself for the invasion.